Two readings taken from 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 4 to 11. I'll be reading from the NIV version. Verse 4, chapter 12. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gift of self-healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguished between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of the one and the same Spirit. And He gives them to each one, just as He determines. May God bless all those who heard reading of His words. Now, this morning, we have Ramat to share with us, Reverend Dr. Mark Chua to share with us the message on God's words in different way, and Brother Chiman to interpret to Mandarin for all of us.
Well, good to see many of you here this morning worshiping, especially our new friends. A warm welcome to you.
今天早上呢，能看见有那么多位，包括很多位的新朋友和我们一起的崇拜是非常美好的。
It's a tremendous joy to be in the presence of God together to sing and offer Him our praises.
我们能够一同的聚集来赞美上帝呢，是一件好事。
And there is something special every time we meet in the Lord's name.
那每一次当我们奉主的名聚会的时候呢，都是特别的一个经历。
And I believe it gives an opportunity for God to speak to our hearts, to minister to us.
我相信呢，就透过这些机会呢，上帝就向我们的心来说话。
In recent times, I've read a number of biographies.
最近呢，我读了好几本的传记。
A number of them great, well-known Asian Christians.
有其中几位呢，是亚洲伟大的信徒。
There's a journal of John Wesley.
有威斯里约翰的日记。
He is the most well-known evangelist from China in the 1930s.
I think it's John Song, right?
John Song, that's correct.
其实是宋尚杰，他是呢中国1930年代的这个著名的布道家。
Son of a godly Methodist pastor.
他呢是一位卫理公会传道人的儿子。
Born of in Fujian.
在福建省呢出世。
Our current bishop, Hua Yong, considers the 15 years that John Sang ministry in China and Southeast Asia as like an earthquake.
我们的会度呢，他就认为宋尚杰呢在中国和东南亚一带的事工呢，就像一场的大地震。
Shook the church, awakened the church.
就震动了很多的教会。
There is a boxing.
也有boxing.
And Sadhu Sundar Singh.
也有来自印度的Sadhu Sundar Singh.
All this in the 20th century.
这几位呢都是在20世纪。
I also read a book entitled Deeper Experiences of Famous Christians.
我也读了一本书，书名叫《更深入的经历》。
Describe how some of the most well-known Christians of the West.
就讲述了好几位的来自西方的信徒。
How they attained a deeper spiritual life.
他们如何的来提升他们基督徒的生活。
People like John Wesley.
有威斯里约翰。
He's the founder of a Methodist church of a Methodism.
就是卫理公会的创始者。
Charles Finney.
也有 Charles Finney.
Never mind these names. If you don't remember, it's okay. But I just want to let you see, just sometimes catch on of this. He is one of the most brilliant evangelists and theologians the world has ever known.
Charles Finney呢, 他是, 就是世纪以来最聪明的一位布道家和神学家。
George Mueller.
也有 George Mueller.
A man gifted exceptionally in faith.
他呢在信心方面呢有额外的这个恩赐。
George Fox.
也有 George Fox.
A man who founded a movement called the Quakers.
就是创始了一个行动叫做Quaker振兴的意思。
Because when they pray.They shake, and so the people call them Quakers. They shake a lot.
因为呢，当他们祷告的时候呢，他们就震动了其他人。
All these men and there are many others. All these experience a life filled with love, joy, peace, and spiritual power.
我们可见的就是这群人呢，都经历了很多的大大的喜乐、平安和充满着爱。
And they made impacts on societies, nations, and across continents.
那他们的影响力呢，到了他们的这个社会、国家，甚至全个世界。
Thousands and thousands of people were brought to Christ.
所以呢，有好几千个人呢都归主了。
Revival spread across the land.
所以呢，这个福信呢就临到了他们的全国。
Churches were awakened.
所以呢，很多的教会也福信了。
Under Charles Finney, one of the greatest revival in the world took place.
那在 Charles Finney 的领导之下呢，那其中一个最伟大的这个福信就开始了。
In two years, in year 1857 to 1858.
在1857到58年之间呢。
Through his revival meetings, mainly in America. Estimated 600,000 people were brought to Christ.
那透过他在美国一带的布道聚会呢，有大约600,000个人呢就归主了。
So the Holy Spirit worked powerfully in and through them.
所以呢，我们看见圣灵呢透过他们大大的来动工。
Under the ministry of people like John Wesley, Charles Finney, John Sung.
在这群人像威斯里约翰 Charles Finney 松上杰的事工之下呢，
People who heard the preaching were often convicted that they cried out and wept during the meeting.
那很多人听见他们的信息之后呢，就觉悟悔罪了，而且呢也大大的哭泣悔罪。
Sometimes they fell on the floor one after another.
有时候呢，他们甚至倒在地上，一个接一个的倒在地上。
One of the greatest reformer and prophet is by the name of Girolamo Savonarola. Never mind if you can't pronounce that. Live in Italy.
其中一位革命家呢，也是一位先知呢，他是名字叫 Girolamo Savonarola， 住在意大利的十五世纪。
You speak better than me. 15th century.
在意大利的十五世纪时候呢。
It is said that his preaching was with a voice of thunder.
他讲道的时候呢，他的声音呢像雷声一样的。
He denounced the sin of the church of the Catholic Church. His denunciation was so terrific that people who heard him sometimes went into the streets half dazed.
那他呢，当时就大大的拒绝了当时罗马天主教的罪恶和罪行啊，甚至听见他讲道的人呢，就在街上呢茫然一半了。
Martin Luther was influenced by his writing.
其实马丁路德呢。被他所写的书本呢影响了。
Those people who heard him, they were bewildered, they were speechless.
听见他讲道的人呢，就手足无措，甚至无言了。
When Charles Finney preached in the New York,
当Charles Finney 在纽约讲道的时候呢
，Sometimes the whole congregation fell down on their knees in prayer or lie prostrate on the floor.
那有时候呢，甚至全个会众呢，就无不屈膝的。在或者俯伏在地上祷告。
Another name is by the name of Jonathan Edwards.
另外一位呢是 Jonathan Edwards.
This you can find his sermon printed in the internet. He preached a sermon on 8 July 1741.
他的这个信息呢，你能够上网去下载。他的这个讲道呢是在1741年的7月8号。
In Connecticut, in America.
在美国的 Connecticut.
His sermon is entitled Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God.
他的这个信息叫做罪人在愤怒上帝的手中。
And eyewitness describe
有些亲眼见的见证人说呢
that the audience was so moved by the sermon, people moaned and they shrieked. In fact, they thought that the pillars is going to fall down where they were listening.
那听见的人呢，他们就悲戚有尖锐的呼喊呢，或者哭，他们甚至呢以为那个柱头呢已经被震动了。
They cried out for salvation.
他们也呼喊呢，要求救恩。
And the reaction was so strong that Jonathan Edwards couldn't finish his sermon.
那会众的反应如此的热烈了，甚至 Edwards 呢，他不能继续的讲道了。
And he was only reading from his text as he was preaching. He wasn't shouting or screaming. He was just reading, and people were just, you know, falling all over.
其实呢，他当时呢，只不过把信息读出来而已，他不是在喊叫的。
In revival times, people became powerfully aware of God.
在复兴的时候呢，很多人都大大的意识上帝。
And other times, the presence of God was so real that it broke out in unceasing praise to God.
在其他时候呢，上帝的同在如此的真实，甚至呢，有好多人不住的赞美。
John Wesley described in wrote in his journal dated January the 1st, 1739.
威斯里约翰在他的日记所写的于1739年的一月一号呢。
They were meeting for extended prayer for the new year.
他们当时在聚会为了新的一年来祷告。
60 of them meeting.
有60个人。
It says about 3 in the morning.
他说呢，大约凌晨的三点钟呢。
As we were continuing steadfastly in prayer.
当我们呢恒切的来继续祷告。
The power of God came mightily upon us.
上帝的大能就临到我们了。
And so much many cried out for exceeding joy.
甚至有好多位呢，他们以极大的喜乐呼喊。
And many fell to the ground.
有很多位呢，也俯伏在地上了。
As soon as we recovered a little from the awe and amazement at the presence of His Majesty.
他说呢，当我们在伟大君王的同在中的敬畏和惊讶中。就恢复了一点的时候
we broke out with one voice.
我们就异口同声地说
We praise you, O God, we acknowledge you to be the Lord.
我们赞美你主，我们的神，我们承认你是上帝。
Some of these people saw a vision of heaven.
有些人呢就看见天上的异象了。
Some prophesied events concerning the future.
有些呢就说起了关于未来的预言。
Some, like John Sung, had a particular gift of healing.
有些呢就好像松上节一样的就有医治的恩赐。
And one time he prayed, a dozen people came to him confessing their sins.
有一次呢，有大约十二个人来认罪祷告的时候
，and he prayed for them，
他就为他们祷告了
，and they were filled with the Spirit，
他们就被圣灵充满了
，and in the midst a person by the name of Yang Wentou，
那在当中呢，有一位名字叫杨文斗的一位呢
，he was blind from birth，
他呢就是先天失明的
，and when he prayed for him， he was given sight，
祷告之后呢，他就能看见了。
Some amazing things that happened through some of these people.
所以呢，透过这些人呢，有奇事就发生了。
They all experienced the reality of God in their lives.
他们都亲身的经历上帝的真实。
One of the most godly women, Madame Guyon, or in France.
在法国呢，有一位非常敬畏上帝的妇女Guyon女士呢。
One time she was reading a letter sent to her explaining how salvation comes through faith and not through external religious activities.
那有一次呢，她就收到一封信，她读了之后呢，就是告诉她说呢，这个救恩呢是透过信心，而不是这些仪式的。
She was convicted of her sin.
她就悔罪了。
And then she was comforted by God's overflowing love.
同时呢，也被上帝的这个爱呢，来遮盖了。
She said she was wounded by the love of God.
她说呢，她因上帝的爱而受伤了。
She said, she wrote, from that moment, God gave me an experience of His presence in my soul.
她说呢，那刻开始呢，上帝就赐给我了，信的一个经历在我心中。
I did not sleep all that night.
我那整晚呢都睡不着。
Because your love, O God, flowed in me like delicious oil.
他说呢，因为主啊，你的爱就像这个润油一般的涌流在我里面。
And it burned like fire that's going to destroy all that is left of self in an instant.
就像立刻烧灭所有只剩下自己的火一样。
I was so transformed that I and others could hardly recognize myself.
他说呢，我就深深的突然被转变了，甚至我自己和别人呢都认不出我了。
Prayer became easy. Became easy.
祷告呢就变成越来越容易了。
And hours passed away like moments.
时光就过得像片刻一样。
And in 17th century, she brought many people into conversion, in France. They were going to the church, Catholic church. Many of them were converted to her.
所以呢，在17世纪的法国，她就在当时呢，在很多罗马天主教的教会，来传道，来带来福信。
And revival broke out every time she spoke.
所以呢，她每次讲道的时候都有复信。
Another man by the name of Billy Bray.
另外一位呢，名字叫 Billy Bray.
After he became a Christian,
成为基督徒以后呢，
there was so much joy in his life that even when he walked, you know, he'd be shouting and dancing with joy.
甚至呢，他在走路的时候呢，都跳舞都欢呼的。
George Muller is well known for starting orphanage in England, 18th century.
那 George Muller 呢，他在英国的十八世纪呢，就创立了很多的孤儿院。
When he started orphanage, he had only 2 shillings in his pocket.
他当他要创办这些孤儿院的时候呢，他口袋里呢只有2个铜钱。
But God gave him extraordinary faith to trust God for all the needs that the orphanages will need.
可是呢，上帝就给了他额外的信心呢，来提供他所需要的。
And he felt God wanted him to start orphanages, and he was to ask from nobody about his needs. He was only to tell his needs only to God.
当时呢，他的需要呢，他只告知上帝，他不告知别人。
And he saw in the end about, at that time, £1.5 million through his hands for this work of orphanages. You can multiply that maybe 50-100 times that amount today.
那当时呢，他就亲身的见证了，有£1.5 million的钱币呢，就经过了他的手。你今天可以想象，有15倍或者20倍那么多。
No less than 10,000 orphans were cared during his ministry.
那在他的领导下呢，有不少过10,000个孤儿得到了照顾。
And for 60 years of this orphanage ministry, they never miss a single meal.
那在60年那么长的时间呢，这些孤儿院呢都不缺乏任何的食物。
Many years ago, I read another book about him, how he started all this.
那好多年前我也读了一本书，讲述他怎么样的开办这些孤儿院。
There's one morning when he came to the orphanage, hundreds of them, there was no bread on the table.
那有一个早晨呢，他来到孤儿院的时候呢，有好几百位的孤儿就在那边没有食物了。
He led in prayer.
他就开始祷告。
And when he prayed, he says,Thank you, Lord, for the food you're going to bring to this table.
他说主啊，感谢你，你将要带来的食物。
And when he finished the prayer, there was a knock at the door.
当他接受祷告的时候呢，就有人来敲门了。
And a man came in and says, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, God spoke to my heart to make this bread for the orphanage.
那敲门的那个人说呢，他说凌晨3点的时候呢，上帝叫醒我来做面包。
And God honored some of these servants so much that even at death, sometimes there were some recorded miracles.
那上帝如何的就是重视他的仆人，甚至呢有好多的记录可以见证。
One of the most remarkable events I read is about the day in which Bak Singh died in the year 2000 in Hyderabad, India.
其中一个记录我所读过的就是 Bak Singh 当他在2000年在印度去世的时候呢。
At the day of his death, there was earthquake.
他去世的那一天呢，有大地震。
And there was continuous rumbling of thunder heard throughout the day in the city.
那整天呢都有连续的就是轰隆的雷声。
Five days later, he was buried.
五天后呢，他就被安葬了。
The sun was bright, but there was a rainbow around it. There was even a photograph of that.
那当天呢，阳光普照，那甚至呢有一道的彩虹呢出现围绕着太阳。
Both these events were reported even in the local newspaper.
那这两件的事情呢，在本地的报章上都有报道。
An estimated 250,000 people turned up to send him off during his funeral.
有大约25万的人呢就来送殡了。
More than kings and a lot of royalties.
超过为皇上送殡的人数
了。The procession was 3 kilometers.
当时呢送殡的那个路程呢有3公里。
And to take the coffin through the crowd took them 3 hours.
要把那个棺木抬着越过人群的时候呢需要3个小时。
Because everybody wanted to touch his coffin.
因为每一个人呢都想就是触摸他的棺木。
And there were testimony that some people who touched his coffin were healed physically.
那甚至有一些见证说呢触摸他的棺木的人都得医治了。
When you hear some of these events, you know God does something special at different occasions at different times.
那所以你听见这些见证的时候呢，你可以了解到上帝在不同的时候就做不同的启示。
What can we make? How do we understand all of this?
我们如何的来理解这一切呢
？There are many things that could be said, but due to time, I want to point out five things.
我们能够解释的很多，可是为了时间的原因呢，我就想做一些的观察。
And next week I will share a few more.
下个星期呢，我会多说一些。
First of all, that God does still work wonders and miracles.
首先呢，上帝他仍然的行奇事神迹。
The same Spirit who worked through Jesus continues to work through His chosen people since the day of Pentecost.
那同一位的圣灵呢？透过耶稣工作的那位圣灵呢，他在五旬节的当天呢，继续透过他选民来动工。
The power of the Holy Spirit while alive throughout history, although there were periods in which His work was remarkably present in a remarkable degree.
圣灵的大能呢，在人类的历史上都活生生的可以看出来，只不过有些时候呢，比较的明显。
And people experience what Hebrews chapter 6 verse 5 calls the powers of the age to come.
那有很多人也见证了，像在希伯来书的第六章第五节说来世的全能。
And that's to say the coming of the Holy Spirit brings about indeed the powers of heaven because the Holy Spirit is God Himself.
那临到我们身上的圣灵呢，就在我们的里面呢启动了在天国的生命，因为呢圣灵本身就是神。
When the Holy Spirit comes into our life, He infuses in us the life of heaven.
就是圣灵临到我们身上的时候呢，他带给我们天国的生命了。
Look at this Romans chapter 8 verse 11.
我们来看罗马书的第八章第十一节。
The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里。
The Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead live in you.
就是说叫耶稣从死里复活的圣灵住在你里面。
And He will give you life to your mortal bodies.
他呢就赐给你生命。
Do you believe that?
你能相信吗？
In times past, the church sometimes did not believe that God still worked miracles.
有些时候呢，某些教会也不相信上帝的神迹奇事。
Or that spiritual gifts are no longer in operation.
或者他们说这些属灵的恩赐呢已经不存在了。
I believe that grieves the spirit.
我相信呢这会使圣灵忧伤的。
He still continues to work powerfully in us.
他仍然的在我们透过我们大大的动工。
Bringing life from within, overflowing from within.
他就是把我们的生命呢从里面流露。
His presence brings joy, peace.
他的同在呢带来平安喜乐。
It brings faith, it brings a quiet assurance in our lives.
带给我们这个肯定，带给我们平安。
It brings to us the mind, brings to our mind the things of God.
他高知我们有关上帝要做的事情。
Reminds us how when you live your Christian life, how you have to glorify God, that comes from the Holy Spirit. How you have to honor Christ in your life, that comes from the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，在我们生命里头，我们怎么样的要应该来荣耀上帝，这些都是来自上帝，来自圣灵的。
It gives you strength.
赐给我们能力。
Give you spiritual wisdom.
给我们属灵的智慧。
Gives you understanding, so that you need all you have all you need to live a victorious Christian life.
赐给我们这个了解的能力，帮助我们过得胜的生活。
Without the Holy Spirit, it is impossible to live the Christian life.
如果没有了圣灵，我们就不能过我们基督徒的生活了。
We are totally dependent on Him.
我们完完全全的要依靠他。
And today we need to be far more conscious and sensitive to His work in our lives.
所以今天呢，我们要更深的来体验他在我们生命里头的工作。
Secondly,
第二呢
，God uses very ordinary people who come from diverse backgrounds.
上帝呢，他使用非常普通的一些人，来自不同背景的人。
Some are brilliant scholars.
有些呢是很聪明的学者。
John Wesley.
像卫斯理约翰。
Charles Finney.
Charles Finney.
John Sung had a PhD in chemistry.
松上杰呢？
From America.
他有这个化学博士的学位，在美国攻读的。
But others had little education.
其他呢受了很少的教育。
D.L. Moody is one example.
比方说 D.L. Moody。
He's hardly finished primary education. He had to work for his uncle in the shoe shop.
他连小学的教育都没有完成，所以他要在他叔叔的鞋店工作。
But after his conversion, he became the most well-known evangelist in the late 19th century.
可是呢，他信主之后呢，在十九世纪，他就成为了很著名的布道家。
Another man, Christmas Evans, born in on Christmas Day.
另外一位呢是 Christmas Evans, 因为他在圣诞节出世。
Neglected as a child.
他小孩的时候呢被遗弃了。
When he was 17, he could still not read a single word.
到十七岁的时候呢，他还是目不识丁的。
But again, after his conversion, there was such a change and transformation. He became the most well-known preacher in Wales, country of Wales.
不过呢，他信主之后呢，他就成为了在当时英国呢非常著名的一位传道。
Just now I mentioned about this George Mueller, the man of faith who started the orphanage.
刚才我们提到 George Mueller 就是凭信心来创办了很多孤儿院的那一位。
He grew up as a teenager, very naughty.
他长大的时候青少年的时候呢，非常的这个顽皮。
Cheated on people, cheated on his father who was a revenue collector.
就欺骗别人，也欺骗他父亲的这个钱。
So that he can get drunk.
他可以去喝酒，去醉酒。
Gamble.
去赌博。
Stole money, and he also play cards.
他偷钱去打牌。
Even when his mother was dying, he was playing cards the whole night.
甚至他母亲去世的那一天呢，他整晚呢还在打牌。
Yet God touched his heart.
可是上帝就触摸了他的心。
Transform his life.
转变了他的生命。
And gave him such great faith.
赐给了他那么如此大的信心。
And these people, they are not perfect.
这些人呢，他们也不是完美的。
I don't have time to elaborate on this.
我也没有那么多时间来讲这些。
They still have their mistakes even after their conversion.
虽然他们信主之后呢，他们仍然的有犯错。
John Wesley didn't have a happy marriage.
威斯理约翰呢，他的婚姻不太美满。
Yet God's power and light continue to shine through them.
可是呢，上帝的大能依然的光照他们。
Because they live in great humility and brokenness of spirit.
因为呢，他们如此的谦卑的过生活。
I remind what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
我还记得保罗在哥林多后书第四章第七节那么说。
We have now this light shining in our hearts.
他说呢，现在我们有这道光照耀在我们的内心。
We ourselves are like fragile jars, easily broken, containing this great treasure.
那我们呢，就像这个容易被破碎的瓦器一样，来收藏着这个宝贝。
And this makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves.
所以呢，要显明的这莫大的能力呢，是出于神，不是出于我们。
So God's power is seen in weakness.
所以呢，上帝的大能在我们的软弱中显明。
And He gets the glory because it becomes obvious that He's the one who is at work.
所以呢，我们可以看见了上帝得到荣耀，因为呢，别人能看见是他在动工。
Thirdly, God imparts spiritual gifts to His people in a sovereign way.
第三点呢，上帝以全能的方式赐予他的恩赐。
We read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 4.
在哥林多前书第十二章的第四节，我们读到。
There are many different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all.
恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
And verse 11, it is the Spirit of God who alone decides which gift each person should have.
十一节也说，这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。
Some are evangelists.
有些就做布道家。
Some are revivalists.
有些带来复兴。
Others are men of faith.
其他的有很大的信心。
Others have gift of prophecy.
其他的有说异言的恩赐。
Or tongues or healing.
或者说方言行医治的。
These people acknowledge that it is God who has given them exceptional gifts for His own purpose and glory.
这些人呢，他们都承认是上帝所赐给他们的恩赐。
George Mueller wrote and said that God gave him this extraordinary faith to trust Him completely for the funds because God wanted to show that He is God.
George Mueller 他写着说呢，上帝赐给了他如此大的信心呢，是为了要他完完全全的信靠上帝，提供他所需要的一切。
And John Wesley said,
威斯里约翰也说呢，
The power I have, I never sought.
我有的能力呢，并非我所求的。
It was unexpected result of the work which God was pleased to work by me.
反而呢，它是上帝出乎意料的工作，是随他心意透过我所做的。
They didn't look for it.
不是他们自己要求的。
That's my fourth point.
然后我的第四点呢？
Just as God's gifts are given sovereignly, He works in different ways in different people.
那就正如上帝以全能的方式赐给我们恩赐呢，相同的，他也用不同的方式在不同的人身上动工。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 6。
哥林多前书第十二章的第六节说
，God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us。
他说功用也有分别，可是呢，上帝却是一位。
Each one of them has experiences that are different from each other.
每一位呢都有不同的经历。
Bak Singh was converted when he first joined a Christian meeting on a ship that was going to Canada.
那 Bak Singh 呢，他在船上要去加拿大的路途中的一个基督徒的聚会信主。
He attended just a service to see what Christians are like. He doesn't like Christians.But he attended it just to see what Christians are like.
他其实不是很喜欢基督徒的，可是呢，他就随意的去观看而已。
And then during the meeting, all the Christians knelt down.
可是当时的聚会呢，所有的基督徒都跪下来了。
And he said to himself, "Why should I kneel down? You know, I'm not a Christian. I'm here only as a you know, observant.
他对自己说呢，我不是基督徒，为什么我要跪下来呢？
So but he felt shy. He said, "Oh yeah, they're all kneeling, so maybe I should kneel down."
可是
out of respect for them.
他感觉啊啊。不好意思的，全部人都跪下来，也许我也要跪下来，尊重他们。
And、the moment he knelt down, he felt a power came upon him.
可是当他跪下来的时候呢，他能感觉到大能临到他身上了。
And he began to say, "You are the living Christ." He was converted.
他就开始说，你是又真又活的上帝，他就信主了。
Sadhu Sundar Singh.
Sadhu Sundar Singh, 他呢？
Half an hour before he was to commit suicide, God appeared to him in a vision.
他半个小时要自杀的时候呢，上帝的意象临到他的身上了。
And said to him, "Why are you persecuting me?"
上帝对他说，你为什么来逼迫我呢？
Because he didn't like Christians, he burned the New Testament.
因为他不喜欢基督徒，他把那些新约的书本呢都烧灭了。
John Wesley attended a meeting one night.
威斯里约翰呢，其中一个晚上他去了一个聚会。
And the person in front was just reading an introduction to Martin Luther's book on Romans.
那他就读了一本书是
not him, he was listening.
他就听了有人读出罗马书的一些的简介。
And as he hear just those words, how faith comes into a person's life, the heart was strangely warm.
当他听到了这个有关心性的事情的时候呢，他的心就温暖起来了。
But you know, it is important to know that these people never seek for such experiences.
可是重点就是呢，这些人他们自己没有去要求这些神迹奇事的。
God works sovereignly in His own way.
上帝以他全能的方式来动工。
Today, many try to seek for the same experience that someone else have.
今天有好多的人想要求得到这些的经历。
And many are quick to go after dreams and visions and tongues.
有好多人呢也去追求这些的不同的方言啊意象和梦。
I have not found these godly people nor the scriptures encouraging us to do that.
在圣经呢也包括了很多爱上帝的人呢，他们都没有那么做。
In fact, I found that they often warn us not to just go for experiences.
反而呢，我发觉到他们时常的警告我们不要轻易的追求这些。
It is given at God's own sovereign way.
因为呢，是以上帝全能他自己的方式来赐给我们。
John Sung was sometimes quite critical of certain groups. The certain charismatic groups that overemphasize speaking in tongues.
宋尚杰呢，他曾经就是提点过一些的超灵恩派的一些的一些的教会那么说。
He said once, he said, "The greatest gift that the Holy Spirit has given us is love. The smallest is a gift of tongues."
他说呢，圣灵的恩赐最大的是爱，反而最小的是说方言。
And he was basing on 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
他呢是从哥林多前书的第十三章那边说的。
You can have great faith, you can have speaking tongues, you don't have love, you're nothing.
里面说呢，你可以说方言，可是你没有爱的话呢，其实是等于零的。
It is necessary, he said, to get someone to do the interpretation for tongues to be useful.
他说呢，其实我们需要一些人来为我们好好的来翻译这些方言才是有用的。
John Wesley said this.
威斯里约翰他这样说。
Do not hastily ascribe things to God.
他说呢，不要随意的把任何事情都归于上帝。
Do not easily suppose dreams, visions, voices.Impressions, visions, or revelation to be from God.
他说呢，不要轻易的把这些的梦、声音、印象、意象、启示都来自上帝的。
They may be from Him, they may be from the devil.
这些都可能来自上帝，也可能来自魔鬼。
And when we look at these godly lives,
当我们看见这些敬畏上帝的生命。
When we also look at the Bible, how God sometimes in different ways use miracles in different circumstances.
当我们也看 在圣经里面上帝如何的行奇事的时候
like God guiding by means a pillar of cloud and fire
比方说上帝用云柱火柱来引导以色列人
or by the star of Bethlehem
或者伯利恒的星
or visit of angels
这个天使的来临
or the word that came by dreams and vision
或者透过梦或异象来的一番话
you find in all of these there were not signsThat they asked for.
你能就是看见呢这些记号不是他们自己要求的。
They just wanted to follow God.
他们只不过要跟随上帝。
They just wanted to love God.
他们只不过要爱上帝。
And God used different ways sometimes to speak to them.
所以呢上帝就以不同的方式来向他们说话。
So one writer Elizabeth Elliot said this.
有一位作者呢 Elizabeth Elliot 他这样写着说
Supernatural phenomena were given at the discretion of divine wisdom.
他说呢超自然的现象呢是由以上的智慧所定的。
It is not for us to ask that God will guide us in some miraculous way.
其实呢不是由我们向上帝要求来用这些奇迹来引导我们。
If in his wisdom he knows that such means are what we need, he will surely give them.
如果在他的智慧当中呢他知道我们所需要的他肯定会赐给我们。
Constant seeking of signs and demonstration of power may not be a demonstration of faith, but of unbelief.
常常的去要求这些神迹奇事或记号的话呢，不是一个信心的标志，反而是不信的标志。
The final thing I want to say.
最后的我要说的。
Is that these men and women, what these men and women sought was God, His kingdom.And His holiness.
这群人他们寻求上帝他们和上帝的国和圣洁
They were not after experiences.
他们不是追求经历
They were after God.
他们追求的是上帝
They wanted to know Christ.
他们要认识基督
They wanted to expand His kingdom.
他们要扩大上帝的国
They wanted to live a life of holiness.
他们要过圣洁的生活
And in seeking after God,
在寻求上帝当中
In seeking after His kingdom,
在寻求上帝的国当中
They found Him and everything else that God has for them.
他们就寻见了上帝也得到了他们所需要的
They long for holiness.
他们追求圣洁
They live a life that is pleasing to God. They wanted to live a life that pleases God.
他们要过一个使上帝悦纳的生活
Wanted to follow what the scripture says.
他们要跟随上帝的话语。
John Sung once said this.
松上杰他曾经这样说。
To two pastors.
对两位牧师这样说。
I read 11 chapters of the Bible every day.
他说我每天读圣经的十一章。
And after each chapter, I will ask the Lord to reveal me my sins.
他说读完了，我向上帝求，来告诉我的罪。
The Bible is His precious blood meant to cleanse my sins.
因为呢，圣经呢是他的宝血要洁净我的罪。
I cannot have the salvation brought about by His precious blood for even 1 minute. I cannot leave the salvation brought about by His precious blood.Blood for even 1 minute.
他说呢，我不能离开这个宝血呢，连一分钟都不能离开，因为它带给我的救恩。
It is such godliness that you find in all of these men and women that led them to a deeper experience with God.
就是因为这些人，他们如此的爱上帝，他们就经历了更深入的经历上帝了。
They desired after Him.
他们追求上帝。
As a deer pants for the water, they long after God.
就像乳鹿切慕汽水，他们也如此的追求上帝。
I want to end my sermon by telling you a story.
我要以一个故事来结束。
You may not have heard of Francis Ridley Havergal.
也许你未曾听过 Francis Ridley Havergal.
Born of a Christian parent in England.
他的父母亲是基督徒，他在英国出师。
1836，
在1836年出师。
Four years old, she could read and write. She could write and read the Bible correctly.
四岁的时候呢，她已经能够写字，也能够很正确的读圣经了。
By the age of 9, she could write letters with perfect rhymes to the friends.
他呢九岁那年呢已经能够学会写信，以这个完美的韵律来写。
From the age of six, she had a deep sense of need in her life for salvation.
从六岁开始呢，在她里面已经有很迫切的想要得到救恩。
When her mother died, she was 12. It was a blow to her.
她十岁的时候，她母亲去世了，就带来一个很大的打击。
She was raised by the stepmother.
她就由她的后母来带大。
One day, Frances came to her stepmother, Miss Cook, and said,
有一天呢，她就告诉她的后母Cook 女士说，
I would give up everything if I can find Christ as my Savior.
她说呢，如果我能找到基督作为我的救主的话，我愿意舍去一切。
And so the stepmother said to her,
那她后母就告诉她说，
Why can't you trust yourself to your Savior right now?
她说，你为什么不现在就信靠这位救主呢？
Suddenly it was light from heaven. It was like light from heaven.
突然间她好像看见从天上来的一道光。
And she ran to her room.
她就走进她的房间。
She knelt down.
她跪下来，
and she invited Jesus to take her life from then on.
她就邀请耶稣进入她的生命了。
And she felt so happy that she could commit her life to Jesus for all eternity.
她当时就非常的高兴，因为她能把她的生命呢交托给耶稣永永远远的。
She was confirmed at the age of 18.
她十八岁那年就见信了。
When the bishop laid his hand on her,
当会督为她按手祷告的时候，
and prayed that God would defend her with His heavenly grace.
向上帝祷告，以他的天军来保护他的时候，
She felt unusual joy in her heart.
他呢心里面呢感受到非凡的这个喜乐。
She began to serve, actively serve, teach, sing, and visit the poor.
他开始很踊跃的来侍奉，来教导歌唱，也探访穷人。
She was a great student of the Word of God.
他是非常热爱上帝话语的学生。
By the age of 22.
22岁的时候呢，
She knew all the gospels,
她就认识了所有的福音书，
all the epistles,
书信，
Revelation,
启示录，
Psalms,
诗篇，
Isaiah,
以赛亚书，
all by heart,
都是背熟了。
And at that age, she wrote a hymn that you find it in your hymn book in page 397.
就是在当年呢，你能够在我们的诗歌谱找到的一首的圣诗。
I gave my life for thee.
我把生命献给你。
She wanted to give more of her life to Jesus because Jesus gave his life for her.
她要更加的把生命献给基督，因为基督为她舍命。
Some years later on, she had a deeper experience with the Lord after reading a book.
几年后呢，读过了一本书之后，她更加的深入的敬礼上帝。
Because she felt and she knew that the blood of Jesus can cleanse us from all her sin, not just her past sin, but for all her sin. Jesus is able to save her completely.
因为当时她读到说，耶稣的宝血呢，能够洁净她一切的罪恶，不但只是过去的罪恶。
Then she wrote another hymn.
然后她又写了另外一首的圣诗。
And you find it in hymn 406.
你能在诗歌谱的第406首看见。
And I would like to invite Sister Jeannie to come and sing this.
我邀请Jeannie 姐妹来为我们献诗。
She at that time wanted to sing nothing but sacred hymns.
当时呢，她只要为主唱圣诗。
Her voice like a band was always only for my King, as the hymn says.
他的歌声就像他所写的一生求主管理。
And she considered every moment of her time as wholly belonging to God.
他就把他生命中的每一刻的时间呢都是属于主的。
Every penny belongs to God.
每一分钱也是主的。
And she says that I sometimes forget this.
他说呢，有时候我可能会忘记。
But as a rule, I never even spend sixpence without a distinct feeling that this money, 50 cents or a dollar, belongs to him and must be spent only for him, if not, if only, even if it's indirectly.
他说呢，成为一个原则呢，我未曾花过六分钱而不明显的感觉到这钱呢是属于上帝的，因此我要只为他所用，虽然是间接的。
She did not free to spend her money for fine clothing.
他感觉他不要把钱花在一些名贵的衣服上面。
She gave her jewelry to missionary cause and dressed plainly but neatly.
他把他的珠宝呢都捐献了给这个宣教所用，可是呢他自己就简单整齐的穿着。
So may this hymn by her speak to our hearts, and that all 406, that we would also respond the same way. Take my life and let it be, Lord.
所以呢，但愿这一首的诗歌能够祝福我们。
Take my lips and